Chapter 1, Gold and Gods. It should have been a moment of triumph, but the crowd booed us with visceral contempt. They hated Black Veil Brides. The year before, in the same building, we were honored with a public seal of approval from a living legend, a man in black that had blazed a trail for every band like mine. I'm Alice Cooper, and I'm here to introduce the next performers that will grace the Golden Gods stage tonight. The pioneering shock rocker smiled widely at the fans filling the LA Live Theater and everyone streaming the 2012 award show at home. Our makeup made him as proud as our multiple nominations, he said. Rock and roll right now is anemic, he pointed out. Look at some of the bands out there. I keep telling them, you guys should just listen to Black Veil Brides. The very next year, we were back at the Revolver Golden Gods Awards, a celebration of hard rock and heavy metal in downtown Los Angeles, listening to an introduction from another icon whose music we'd loved as kids. Sebastian Bach announced we had won Song of the Year, making us the first band to earn a Golden God 3 times in a row. Jake Pitts and Jinx shared the Best Guitarist in 2012. We were Best New Band in 2011. All my rock and roll dreams, my improbable but persistent plans, led to landmark accomplishments like this one. I was once a small boy in Cincinnati staging elaborate imaginary concerts in my bedroom. An isolated teen with lip rings and a modest MySpace following, and then an 18-year-old wannabe in Hollywood surviving on 7-Eleven pizza. My face went from a sloppily screen-printed image on a t-shirt to the covers of magazines. In an industry ravaged by change and dismissive of loud guitars and louder haircuts, we'd landed a major label deal and earned a devoted following. Something about Black Veil Brides connected with other outcasts like me, just as I had always hoped it would. The song that gave us the three-peat milestone at the Golden Gods was In the End, an anthem written in tribute to my late grandfather. He was a World War II veteran who always believed in me, whether I was drawing pictures of Batman or singing along to the Phantom of the Opera. I could barely wait to tell the world that this one was for him. The 2013 Golden Gods Award should have been a victory lap. It was not. As we heard the famous voice of Skid Row say, "Black Veil Brides!" we made our way from behind the stage props and took our place in front of the cameras. When Sebastian spoke our name, the reaction was immediate, and it was not congratulatory. The venue swelled with an incredulous cacophony of negativity, a pissed-off chorus of spite. Our band sure inspired that crowd. We united them in their hatred of us. The year before, we'd done a song with Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, whose big hit was We're Not Gonna Take It. Just like Dee or Sebastian or any of my heroes before me, I wasn't going to take it either. I came out on stage grabbing my crotch and waving my middle finger right back at the angry faces who stared at me. Some people spat at us. Fans who watch the show at home may think the tables out there were full of rock stars and industry types, but in reality, the floor was filled with ticket buyers who were there to see this year's headlining act, and that's about it. It's hard enough for any band who isn't Guns N' Roses or Metallica, but this crowd despised us. They were outraged. The rest of the guys made their way to the microphone to claim our prize. I prowled the stage instead. I locked eyes with specific people in the audience, anyone who seemed particularly antagonistic towards us. I wanted my resistance, my defiance to be clear. We had always been a polarizing band, given how divisive we were, because of our image, our music, our personalities, and every other reason people chose. We felt honor-bound to champion the true believers that long supported us with passionate strength. After all, the Golden Gods Awards were chosen by the fans, the ones voting online. I grabbed the microphone. It was my turn to speak. "Here's the thing," I bellowed in my best professional wrestler voice. WWE star Chris Jericho, who hosted, later complimented my heel turn. "You motherfuckers should have voted for somebody else, because Black Veil Brides won 3 years in a row. Let me say one thing," I continued as I pointed at one particularly hateful guy. "I know that you, fat motherfucker, and you, right there," I looked at another guy, "you hate us." I hoisted our new trophy in the air. "I'm holding a heaviest shit award, so fuck with me right now, motherfuckers." The booing became even louder. I wasn't finished yet. "Here's the thing." I must have been going for a three-peat with thing, too. "Black Veil Brides have a song on the radio," I glared at someone. "You have a fat fucking ass. I don't care what any of you fat, bearded motherfuckers say. Black Veil Brides won Best Song of the Year." Even in the midst of all the hatred coming at me, and the piss and vinegar I spat right back,